Be still and know. What do you think about your neighbors? What do you think of your associates in the office or store or shop? Is there a particular one whom you dislike? If so, what is influencing your opinion of him? Is it some personal jealousy or prejudice against race or color, or the belittling, derogatory remarks of others concerning that person? As columnist John R. Gunn writes, a fair, just opinion of people depends on many things. Accurate knowledge, for one thing. But the first and most important thing is an unbiased mind. Our opinions of people are too often dictated by self-interest or some other hidden motive. Our minds are biased, and therefore our views are twisted. Only if we are seeking to do the will of God in regard to others can we be sure that we are doing them justice. That is the only sound basis for forming opinions of other people. There is no other way. No compass can swing true if there is some hidden thing which deflects the magnetic needle. We make mistakes in our judgment of people, in our decisions and conduct, because our hearts are full of hidden desires which deflect our conscience. But how shall we find out what God wants us to do in regard to others? How shall we find His guiding? The answer lies in self-examination before God. Let us pray as David prayed when he doubted his own fair judgment of certain people. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from Psalms. Search me, O God, and know my heart.